Hello and welcome to NSTA, the bus stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. Pleased to welcome this week, Josh Blackman. He's president of Eagle Wireless, and they're an NSTA vendor partner member. And we had Josh on the podcast previously. So welcome back, Josh.
Hey, Kurt. Thanks for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
No, listen, our pleasure. You know, we go through this, you know, all the time with our guests because so much changes within the student transportation realm. So it's always great to circle back and bring back an old friend for discussion. You know, for those who may have missed the first podcast with you, why don't you start out with giving us a brief overview of Eagle Wireless?
Sure. So Eagle is a technology company. We're focused on different solutions for managing a mobile workforce. We've been in business since 2006. We still have our very first customer, which is super hard to do in our space, given how much competition is out there. But we're proud of that. We're a small team, 11 people in total at present. And our primary vertical is pupil trans, although we do a bunch of other verticals as well, including the public sector, police, public works, as well as general service, delivery, LTL trucking, and so forth. And yeah, I have the privilege to lead the team, and it's been a great ride, and we're having a good time doing it, helping our customers and trying to, you know, be a good vendor to those customers year over year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, you talked about, you know, your customers. I understand that you're in the process of building a safety management system for one of our longtime NSTA members, Kraft School Bus. Can you give us some insight about this project?
Yeah, of course. So Kraft has been our customer since 2011, and we are their telematics vendor. So we're their GPS provider. We supply a product called Geotab. We're the vendor on that product. We've been with it for many years. Last year, they went out to bid on cameras, and we were fortunate enough to win the bid. So we're in the process of moving all their vehicles over to a new camera system connected to the cloud that is called Roscoe Vision. And we're Roscoe Vision's largest dealer in the U.S., have a really good relationship with them as well. So we're tweaking the data that's being collected. Now we can tell you where the bus is, but we can also tell you what's going on the bus. Of course, that's what camera systems are designed to do, but ours has some artificial intelligence built into it and live streaming and so forth. But what that's done is it's opened up the dialogue about how to be proactive with data rather than reactive. And Kraft, like any organization, has, you know, they've had some accidents, right? Every contractor on the podcast listening right now could probably identify that they've had some issues. So the goal is to help them with technology to be not just reactive when there's a situation, but proactive as well. And we're doing a few things besides the cameras, which I'm really excited about. From what I'm calling the DMS, it's a data management system for safety. We're developing an app for them right now that would allow them to take the data collection process, which is their, let's call it the accident and the incident, those two core reporting functions, right? And we're automating the data collection into an app. So a safety officer will pull up their form, let's call it a form for lack of a better description, within our app, and they're going to follow a workflow that includes if, this, and that logic. And as they answer the questions on the scene, in an interview scenario with the driver, with witnesses, etc., they're able to take pictures, they're able to capture statements, they're able to GPS timestamp and lock certain fields that can't be edited once they've collected that data, so that we're good if it goes to court and we have really good clean data. And all that's going to be done in a mobile application to allow them to clean up the collection of data. But that's part of the reactive side of what we're trying to do for them. But then there's the proactive side as well, which if we have some time, we can talk about that as well. But I feel like I'm hogging the show here. So let me pause.
Yeah, well, you know, it is interesting because, you know, when we do these podcasts, we have a tendency to, you know, talk about a lot of the, you know, we'll call them innovations that are going on. And I think it's good because you started to go down this path of, you know, the idea that these innovations are great, but there's a means to an end here. So let's talk about using these innovations and strategies that you guys are utilizing to improve upon safety and reduce loss runs.
Yeah, so that's the goal. We need to help our customers manage risk. That's the goal of the technology. And if you're in a self-insured environment or even in just some sort of a co-op, I think there's even more pressure on a contractor to deliver, let's call it a safe run, okay, every day. Of course, things happen, but if you have technology in place that will help you, then it should do its job. It should do all the heavy lifting. So we're talking about, you know, driver behavior, driver safety, reporting. So we do driver scorecards, but what we're seeing is that's not enough. It's okay to tell you that, you know, some drivers aren't as safe as others, but how do you encourage, how do you motivate and actually change behavior? That's the hard part. It's the culture shift that comes with driver safety training, but implementing technology and stuff to do that. So we're working on a product right now to gamify driver behavior. And this is the carrot rather than the stick approach to impacting driver behavior. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit more about that, because how can we incentivize, you know, drivers to become really, really, really proficient in what they do?
Okay. So this is cool. We've got an app for the safety guys that we're building that's going to allow them to collect data in the field when an accident happens. We've got cameras on the bus. We've got telematics. But in addition to that, what we're doing right now is trying to gamify driver behavior by creating an application. It's already created. We're working on implementing a pilot with Kraft this summer that will allow the driver to opt in with their mobile device. There's a key. So Kraft doesn't have to put tablets in every school bus. Allow the driver to opt in with their mobile device and be a part of this competitive, this gamification of safe driving. And the end result is they get to score. You score up. And as you score up, you earn rewards. And those rewards are translated to gift certificates to retailers of your choosing. So I have an iPhone, for example. It works on Android as well. And let's say I'm a safe driver, or I'm, you know, I don't brake as harshly so many times this week, or I haven't sped so many times this week, I get points. And those points turn into dollars. So I can get Amazon gift cards, Home Depot gift cards, Starbucks. I can get, you know, I can buy myself, you know, my coffee and so forth in the morning. And I just, right on my mobile device, I go, let's convert those points to Starbucks. Boom, here's my QR code. I walk into Starbucks. I scan the phone, I get my free mocha chunka grande latte, and there you go. So that's what we're doing with that.
Now, it sounds, you know, really cool. And I guess the question I have for you, Josh, in terms of developing, you know, something like that, was that, you know, kind of feedback that you gathered from, you know, drivers that said, hey, wouldn't it be cool that if I'm really proficient in, you know, what I do, I'm incentivized to, you know, because we can always improve, right? So
I'm incentivized to become even better at my profession?
What we figured out over time and working with drivers for quite a while now, you know, a couple decades in this space, is that compensation drives behavior. So the hardest thing I think to do, and this is my opinion, is to change culture, and you're trying to change your safety culture, and you can say, hey, here's our policy and here's our procedures, but your culture is what it is. So how do we impact culture, and how do we change drivers' hearts and minds and their opinions towards these policies and procedures, which are good and necessary? And we're doing that by incentivizing them. So I think it's just our human nature, you know? There's always been some sort of safety programming. There's always been reward systems. There's always been, you know, driver of the year, those type of things. Accolades matter amongst your peers. But there's the low-hanging fruit. There's that gap in the middle, the day-to-day grind of just driving the bus and maybe driving a little too fast. But if you're day-to-day earning your way towards being that safer driver and getting paid for it, it's gonna have a bigger impact.
Yeah, very, very cool idea. I like it because I'm a big corporate culture person because, as you say, that's something that's developed, and it's not anything to take lightly, because if you say one thing and then the behavior kind of proves something else, then you're giving the drivers mixed signals. So I think by rewarding the good behavior, you know, you're doing that. Let me ask you this, Josh, from a results standpoint, do you see a lot of people, a lot of drivers latching on to this concept?
I wish I could say with some certainty that that was the case, but we're bleeding edge here. Craft will be the first in North America to demo this product.
Okay.
We're working in partnership with Geotab. If you know, your listeners don't know that name, they're the largest telematics company in the world, over 4 million subscribers worldwide. Historically, they haven't focused on pupil trends. They are now. So Geotab has dedicated staff to building a people trans product platform that's going to give their customers access to things like parent portal, student tracking, and so forth. And I'm adding some input into that primarily because at Eagle, we have a fair amount in the people trans space and possibly the largest for Geotab's North American footprint. I'm not entirely sure, but they've given us the opportunity to weigh in on some of these things. And that's what we're doing. We're just contributing based on our experience and then going to our customers at Craft and saying, hey, what hurts? And this year, actually for the last 3 years, Craft has come with us to Geotab's global conference, which is called Geotab Connect every February. And they're there to see what the latest and greatest is and what they can leverage to help, you know, improve their business. And right now the focus is safety. So we're trying to put the tools in front of them that would help them clean up how they manage safety, how they collect the data, how they archive it, which now will be completely web-based, and then monitoring driver behavior and so forth, all with it integrated into their telematics and camera system. So,
well,
I hope to
like
be able to answer that question.
Well, no, it sounds like a dynamite project, Josh. And it also sounds like when we get some operational experience, that's like going to be another dynamite podcast we can do. So interested in, you know, hearing, you know, more about that as you deploy it. So, yes, keep us updated. Josh, a lot of great information. Love the fact that we just didn't talk about the technology. We talked about its utilization, and we talked about immersing, you know, these things into the corporate culture. So I think that's tremendous. If folks listening to the podcast want to learn more about Eagle Wireless, where can they go to find that information?
Yeah, they can head to our website. It's eaglewireless.us.
Easy enough. Well, Josh, thanks so much. Our guest at NSTA, the bus stop, Josh Blackman, CEO over at Eagle Wireless. They are an NSTA vendor partner member. A lot of great things in process. So Josh, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your busy schedule to join us. And like I said, interested in hearing more about the project as it gets launched.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you guys in Nashville this summer.